possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. In Uniontown, police say the body of 65-year-old Archie Evans was found on County Road 12 Wednesday. He was reported missing last month when he was last seen getting into his truck, which was found about 400 yards away from his body in the woods. His body is now with forensics to determine the cause of death. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after a late-night shooting at a downtown McDonald's. It happened just after 10 last night in the 2200 block of Madison Avenue. Police say one man was shot at the McDonald's and pronounced dead at the scene. No word on what led to that shooting, and so far no arrests. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And state officials will now be taking a closer look at the elections in Montgomery's upcoming runoff after reports of voter fraud in last week's mayor's race. If five teams of two observers each will now go to 46 polling sites in the city of Montgomery. And those are some of your headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Quire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated #1 in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
We're about to have some fun in here. Friday, guys. There ain't nairn rules on Friday. Except fun.
Y'all better be looking forward to the weekend. Our number 272-9228, that is the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228, that will land you squarely on the radio. Seated to my right, is the inimitable impresario of Montgomery Talk Radio, Dabe Mallory.
That me.
Dabe. D-A-Y-B-E, Dabe.
Partying.
I'm Baron Coleman. Who them Bulldogs playing this weekend?
Murrah State.
Which Bulldogs? The Georgia Bulldogs?
The Georgia Bulldogs playing Murrah State.
Murrah State. Where's Murrah State? That's Tennessee or is it Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Yeah, the Racers. Hopkinsville?
Yeah. Dang, look at you.
Is that where it is?
I think that's right.
Is that
Hopkinsville?
Well,
wow.
I grew up in the greater Nashville area.
I've been to Hopkinsville. Well, because it's just right up, it's right across. It's on the other side of Fort Campbell from Clarksville.
Yeah.
From we took the last train to Clarksville. Yeah.
Anyway, our number.
The big deal is they're naming the field after one Vince Dooley.
Oh, it's Murray, Kentucky.
So they're naming the. So it'll be.
That makes sense.
Vince Dooley Field at Sanford State.
Murray State is actually in Murray, Kentucky, nowhere near Hopkinsville.
Oh, well, okay.
I had no idea.
You were close.
I don't know. Maybe Hopkinsville's near.
I mean, you got it. Like, you know, you got Kentucky, which I don't
It's
know.
Right on the other side of Kentucky Lake. Do you know where that is? I've actually vacationed on Kentucky Lake.
I'm not sure. Actually, I don't quite know where that is, Baron.
It's just kind of that way. Yeah. I vacationed on Kentucky Lake, and we were there. Now, Mom, turn the radio off. I might have been young.
Yeah.
It is near Hopkinsville. Very
okay,
close.
Well, good
very
job.
Close. It was... it was a Sunday, and they didn't sell beer near the little town where we were. The whole state of Kentucky, we found out, can't sell beer. So we drove to Illinois. Metropolis, Illinois.
I don't know where that is. I've been there.
Yeah, that's where we had to go.
Oh, okay. So you had to go, like, up through Paducah and all that. Yeah, that's, like, 2+ hours from Hopkinsville.
Yeah, well, Kentucky Lake's 30, 40 minutes past Hopkinsville.
So it was
about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And we drove there, got, like, a 12-er, and drove back because we were young. It was enough back then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we might have...
Don't listen, Mom. Turn it off. You know, turn off the radio.
They used to not could sell booze in Georgia on Sundays.
Booze or beer?
Anything.
Anything,
well,
yeah.
From a store.
Auburn didn't used to have Sunday sales.
Not to go.
Yeah.
Right. You could sell in restaurants afternoon or whatever. Apparently, South Carolina, the same thing, because we might have driven there one time and found out the hard way that...
You ever drink liquor in South Carolina?
Oh, yeah, the little...
Minis.
Yeah.
The whole bar full of minis.
Yeah,
weirdest stuff I've ever seen.
I think they changed that law.
Did they?
Yeah. Airplanes.
Yeah. I sat at a bar in South Carolina, and the guy cracked open a mini and just emptied it into the glass, and I said, well, what is this? He goes, state law to make sure we don't overserve you.
Yeah, because if you order a double, too many.
Yeah. I was like, how many of these minis can I order? He said, as many as you want. I said, then you can overserve me. You're not going to overserve me,
right.
You know. State law needs to be like 2-drink max if you don't want to overserve somebody.
Right.
Speaking of overserving, I went to the Old Crow show last night.
Yeah?
Had a good time.
Were you overserved?
No, I was not overserved. We were quite safe and quite happy.
Was it fun? Good show?
It was a good show, yeah. The venue's fantastic. The performance Impact is amazing. It's a great, great venue. There's not a bad seat in the house. You can be up in the balcony. You can be on the floor. You can be under the balcony. You can be right in the orchestra section. Amazing venue. If you ever have a chance to take a concert in there, go see the concert. Go see the concert. Old Crow, though, man, they may be a shade or two past their prime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was still a good show. But they've had a little bit of a lineup change.
Right.
Maybe only 2 or 3 original members left, and everybody else is kind of shuffled in. So it's got a little bit of a cover band feel, and doesn't have the same energy and connection. And you could tell Ketch Secor's getting some years on him.
Is it Secor?
I don't know.
I would have said Secor.
Whatever.
But still, because Bon Secor, so Ketch Secor.
Yeah, but we just beat up that word.
Yeah, Bon Secor.
Yeah, we just beat that up.
I say Secor.
Do you really?
Yeah, what a terrible name, though. Ketch Secor.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like that band like 20% less the minute that I knew that dude's name was Ketch.
Is that his given name?
Ketch.
Like Ketchup?
I'm sure it's like Ketchum, probably.
I'm looking him up.
I bet you...
This is what we can do on live radio.
I bet it's a shortened version of his mom's maiden name. What do you think?
We'll find out. Let's see if he was born as Ketch Secor. Actually, he's... Wiki usually the first thing comes up. First thing that came up here was catchsecor.com.
Oh, well.
Or Secor, whatever his name is.
Does he have a pronunciation?
He doesn't have a wiki page. What the hell?
A loser.
He doesn't have a wiki page. How are you supposed to know someone's age and real name?
What a loser.
I have a wiki page. I actually don't have a wiki page.
I don't either.
You know why I don't have a wiki page?
Because why would you need one?
Because I'm not famous. Famous people have wiki pages. You know who's famous? Catch Secor.
A little more famous than we are. But how many more? How many people in Montgomery know who Baron and Dave are?
Everybody.
And how many people know who Catch Secor is?
Nobody.
See?
Yeah, but
fame's relative, Baron.
Take your few nobodies around here.
Oh, I know.
Oh, here, I'll give
go outside of Montgomery.
I'll give you an example of famous relative. Formula One racers in Europe get mobbed wherever they go. These guys make $50 million a year. They got superstar, you know, pop star girlfriends and rock star girlfriends. I mean, even the team principals. One of the team principals is married to a Spice Girl. That's how famous Formula One people are over there. I mean, just huge, huge deal. They come to America. They ride public transportation. They sit in, you know, regular cafes. Nobody knows who the hell they are. Nobody. They'll go to a state fair, like eat an elephant ear, and they'll stand in line. You know, you're sitting here next to, you know, Fernando Alonso, who's a multiple-time world champion, one of the best drivers to ever get in any car anywhere. Hugely famous, makes $50 million a year as a driver. And he goes to the Indiana State Fair and eat an elephant ear, and nobody knows him. Somebody takes a picture of him. Like, is that Fernando Alonso? That was it. So, that's all the Formula One you're getting today. Despite the fact that the Italian Grand Prix is this weekend, I'm not even going to mention it. I'm not going to mention that it rained in free practice one this morning. I'm not going to mention that I was up at 4 a.m. watching it. I'm not going to, Dave. I'm not going to.
Psychopath.
Speaking of psychopaths, listen to this story. It's terrible. This is that thing up in Elkmont where the guy killed his whole family.
Oh, gosh.
Remember that? A cousin of that guy, a cousin of the youth charged with killing five relatives, said the slayings occurred days after the teen learned that the woman he considered his mother wasn't a biological parent. Daisy McCarty told WAFF-TV she believes that revelation led to the slayings, which happened Monday in Elkmont, the north of North Alabama.
Good God.
He fatally shot his father, who he had always believed was his mother, but it turned out his stepmother, and three siblings who were six or younger.
Good God.
Unbelievable.
What in the heck?
She said he didn't know any different of who his mom was. They recently told him, and I think that's what triggered the little boy, to be honest with you. Since you mentioned psychopaths. I wanted to open with this.
Maybe an overreaction?
I wanted to mention the interview Dan Morris had yesterday afternoon with Secretary of State John Merrill, as well as his press conference. I've talked to Secretary Merrill since then, and there were some irregularities in that last election.
Yeah.
There were some irregularities in the municipal election. The Secretary of State is the chief elections official in the entire state. Period. End of story. He is the one that the Alabama law says gets to provide uniform guidance for all election activities. And there were a number of concerns about the August 27 mayoral election. I mean, a number of concerns raised partially by your humble host.
Yes.
On the phone to Secretary Merrill, truth be known, the night of the election. As a result of those two facts, the fact that Secretary John Merrill has the official role as the chief elections officer in the state of Alabama, and because of the irregularities, and I can get into the irregularities. Josh Moon wrote the most shameful piece I've ever seen him write today, acting like racism is the reason people were concerned about the
election. That's racist.
Here's what's going to happen. Five monitoring teams of two staff members each from the Secretary of State's office, who have been properly trained, will be observing the election from the opening of the polls at 7 a.m. until the polls close at 7 p.m. The observers will be traveling to all 46 polling locations throughout the day to ensure the electoral process is continuing efficiently and without interference. And he will be issuing letters to each of the 10 election observers from his office authorizing them to monitor each of the polling locations. Here's what I recommend. I recommend David Woods have 92 volunteers with letters willing to go to the 46 different polling locations.
Uh-huh.
Two each. They both show up at 6:30, get sworn in. They examine the ballot boxes before they're opened. They make sure they're empty, the seals were cut properly. They make sure the counter starts at zero. They make sure they're then locked and put in place. And then they can hang out there all day. And they can go anywhere. They don't have to sit in the sidelines. They can wander around. They can't look at people's votes and all that kind of stuff, but they can wander around. They can keep an eye on that counter and make sure different people are putting ballots in each time. They can make sure IDs are being checked. I don't think the fraud in this election will be in-person fraud.
Right.
I don't think it'll be in-person fraud. I think the fraud in this election will be either a computer program changing the vote tallies.
Yeah, huh?
Or they'll start with votes already counted.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I do feel better that Secretary Merrill will be overseeing it. I wish he had people at all 46 locations, at least when the tape was cut.
Yeah.
What he needs to say is, however many employees I have at the Secretary of State's office, y'all working overtime that day. Everybody's going to the polling location that morning at 6 o'clock or 6:30, and here's what you're looking for. And once they get the thing going, you can come back to work, and you can come, and we'll give you some comp time or something.
Uh-huh.
But you understand some of the irregularities were that the boxes were not tested before the election started? Meaning they weren't made sure they were empty and at zero? It's not racist to be concerned about that. It's American to be concerned about that.
I mean, when you got a disbarred lawyer that's running the joint.
And a guy who declares while the voting is open that we're going to have a black mayor. While there are two white candidates on the ballot.
Sounds like you knew the outcome.
One white candidate and one girl with yard signs. We'll be back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. In 24 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to...
I'm sorry, I like Mr. Blue Sky.
I love ELO.
Did you see the sky today?
Yes.
I haven't seen it since 6:30 this morning, but at 6:30 this morning, it'll be incredible.
You know, it felt so good about 6:30 this morning that I was like, how do we get to... how's it going to be 100 degrees today? It felt so nice.
It was like 62 and
yes,
clear, it wasn't muggy and humid.
It just felt wonderful.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Actually, before we take a call, I need to tell you about my friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. These guys, if you have not had the opportunity to talk to Cornerstone Managing General Agency, if you've not had the opportunity to get to know a guy like Greg Wren, a guy with an impeccable reputation, a guy who's been in the insurance business for over 40 years, a guy who's been specializing in this particular form of insurance for quite a while. What he does is employee benefits packages. We're talking dental, vision, life, disability, in addition to just health insurance. Everybody thinks of health insurance. There's so many more options. What if you could add some of those other options for what you're paying now?
Right.
Because you're getting ripped off and you don't even know it. What if you could expand the offerings to your employees? Trust me, when the labor market gets competitive and people are coming and trying to poach your employees, being a good boss goes a long, long way to keeping people happy and stationary, keep them from jumping ship and going to your competitor. Well, part of being a good boss is you give them good benefits, the best benefits you can get for the money. Call 356-1502. Call Cornerstone Managing General Agency or find them online. CornerstoneMGA.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Trisha.
Hey.
Hey, Trisha.
So if David Woods did request that many volunteers, what would be the qualifications for those volunteers? Would they
breathing,
have
right?
to be registered? Breathing.
Yeah, I mean, true.
Would they have to live in the city or
in the state? Alabama residents.
Right, but other than that, I mean, you just have to like get that letter, right? That just says I designate Baron Coleman a poll watcher or whatever.
Yeah. What I typically would if there was a, and we did this in a couple elections in the past because there were concerns that maybe somebody might try to put their finger on the scale. You just get a blank letter that says, I am so-and-so candidate for this office. I designate, and then leave a blank
to be my poll watcher. Please certify them, have them sworn in. They'll present ID at the time, and then signed, sincerely, candidate at the bottom. And when you do that, you will you'll figure out you'll figure out later who they are.
Right.
So if someone wanted to volunteer, they would just call David Woods' campaign headquarters and tell them I'm willing to sign up?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Trisha.
Thank you.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, it's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Did I invite a random listener into the station?
I don't know. Why?
I'm expecting him? Well, by all means, bring him in. I didn't know I was expecting him. Look, I don't have the best memory in the world. It's highly possible I invited him in.
Do we...
Yeah, tell him, come on.
Do we know who he is?
Yes,
do we know who it is?
It's Hollis, comma Charles.
Oh, is he armed?
I hope he's armed.
Yeah.
When did I invite you in? Looking like Morgan Freeman.
My man. Hands up, don't shoot, huh?
No, come on. You can have a seat. Charles Hollis is here. In the flesh. Did I invite you in, right?
No.
Oh, you lied to the staff?
I did.
Why?
To get in.
Well, you had me waiting in the lobby.
You ruined it for everybody else.
Well, can't keep a guy like Charles.
Who said that?
You Charles had me waiting. Hollis in?
You had me waiting in the lobby. Who said that?
I don't know. Who said that?
You had me waiting in the
you
lobby.
You had me waiting in the lobby.
Do you know how to plug these in?
No.
Okay.
Patangeli. Frank Patangeli.
Oh, you had me waiting in the lobby.
With your
Caught Iman Roth in Miami.
Where your right hand is?
Where my right hand is.
Look down below it, and there's an adapter to plug in, and you can plug those headphones in. Then you can hear what we're talking about.
Your father knew Iman Roth. Your father did business with Iman Roth.
Are you a big Godfather?
Your father never trusted Iman Roth.
He respected Iman Roth.
That's right.
Why are you wearing a pink towel on your head?
Two reasons. One is my head. Other one is my towel.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know if you were going to Riyadh today and you were trying to blend in.
I perspire.
Okay. So that keeps you. You don't wear that at work. I've had lunch with you at work. You don't wear that.
No. I just when I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a break. I gotta get Charles. Gotta figure out what Charles Hollis needs. I didn't know he needed
money.
Oh, he needs money.
Money.
Well, then you need to call Auburn House Wash because he's gonna save you money if you call Auburn House Wash. You get a whole house wash, Charles. A whole house wash. That is your roof, your walls, your driveway. You tell him you heard about it here, he's going to cut you a deal. I'm telling you, he's going to cut you a deal. I think he's still running that $200 off special. If he's not, make him. Tell him you heard about it here. He'll honor it. Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash. Love Auburn House Wash. What he is able to do, he has a truck dedicated to the River Region. That's your house here in Montgomery. Covers that. Covers all houses here in Montgomery. Covers all of Montgomery County. Covers Elmore and Autauga County. He has a truck dedicated here. A house washing truck. We had a guy call in just yesterday and say, you know what? I had Auburn House Wash come by, and my house is now beautiful. And I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for News and Views. Advertising with Dave and Barron and Jack, it works. It works.
It works.
9:30. We'll be back.
93.1.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More hot, dry days in our future. In fact, today we'll be in the mid to upper 90s as sunshine dominates again. Clear skies tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow and Sunday, how about a high temperature near 100 both days? Rain chances, you know, 10% at best. Lows at night in the low 70s. Then by Monday and Tuesday, only widely scattered afternoon storms. Just a slight chance. High temperatures near 100 Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 34 minutes after 9 o'clock. I got a special guest in the studio. Not Dave Mowry. He's here every day. Not Baron Coleman. He's here every day. I have Hollis, Charles.
That would be me.
Where did Trump on come from? You know, you got people all over the country saying that now.
I know.
I know you do.
Where
did it come from?
From me.
You just made it up?
I made it up.
You just thought about it.
I called here one day.
And?
And I said, I'm going to change my rules because I was going with Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
Bush never made the Alabama primary.
Right. He's a loser. A globalist loser.
There you go again. You're talking. You asked me a question.
Well, you had these long, pregnant pauses.
You asked me where did it come from.
Okay, I'm listening.
So that's where it came from. Trump on.
So from that point, you were Trump on.
Trump on.
Well, in early morning?
Trump on.
In the evening?
Trump on.
Love it. Chase Interiors, my man Trey over at Chase Interiors wants to hear from you. Hey, man, you got any wall or ceiling issues? If you look around your house, you look up at the ceilings, you look at the walls, you see cracks, you see misaligned drywall, do you see seams, do you see holes, do you see water damage? That's where Trey comes in. Don't paint over that stuff. It's going to be a problem. It's going to come back as soon as the paint dries. Give Chase Interiors a call. They'll come out there and fix it. They'll do as little as they have to do to fix it. But sometimes it involves major wall surgery. If that's your case, then give them a call. 799-1502. 799-1502. You want to see some examples of their work? Get an idea what they do? Jump on their website, chaseinteriors.com. Chaseinteriors.com. Maybe you got that old wood paneling from the 1950s and 60s. Hey, get it taken down. Get some drywall up there. Let them finish it out. It'll look really good. Get some paint slapped on that bad boy. You'll be rocking and rolling in no time. 799-1502, chaseinteriors.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Charles Hollis in the studio. Who's this?
Oh, this is Biloxi Gambler. Hey, Charles, what I wanted to mention is there's a man up here that's got about 5 acres that where he, you know, put out Trump stuff all during the campaign and everything. And I'm going to get a picture of it, and I'm going to send it to Baron after the grass turns green again if we ever get any more rain. but he wrote in huge letters. I know he listens to the show, but because he wrote Trump on. And I think you get
where was that?
It's up here. Do you know where Thurman's Seafood is on Highway 9?
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. I know where Highway 9 is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can't miss it. It's right before you get to Truman's Seafood. And I'm not giving away any personal information because it's a very busy highway, so there ain't no telling. But anyway, but it's right there next to Truman's Seafood. What is, I can't think of that. I wish I could think of his name now. But anyway, one of the ones that y'all have on the show, his dad was the governor, not the governor, the judge, Hooper, Perry Hooper, that's his name.
Perry Hooper Jr.
Yeah, Perry Hooper Jr. I told him about it, and we were talking, and he came up, and they made pictures and all that kind of stuff, because he was part of the Trump campaign, and anyway, he was doing lots of stuff during the campaign, but, you know, he's kind of died down now, because there's not a lot going on, but the way he cut the grass, he cut just real low, Trump on.
We are huge off Highway 9. We're almost as big off Highway 9 as we are in Canada.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I heard Ruth just down the road from me. She gave her first and last name. She's a sweet lady. But yeah, you are huge on Highway 9. We got to get a good signal up here. You're fine all the way to the Coosa County line, then you got to get on the app.
That's okay. Well, apps are, thanks for your call.
Trump on, my brother.
Trump on. Apps are a great way to listen to talk radio.
Yes.
You know why? Get it wherever you are. Crystal clear FM quality.
Live.
Doesn't matter how close you are to the termination point of the signal.
As you had me waiting in the lobby, poll watchers is what you were trying to describe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The volunteers
there. Yeah, yeah. I've been...
You've been a poll watcher.
Several times. Have I seen? Yes.
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 Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That crookedness. They steal any election they can.
Yes. The same folks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Reeds.
I came down here uninvited.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know if I'm welcome. I'm not going to.
You're welcome. You can contact me next time.
I will call and that's fire fine. My bombs.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's why I carry a gun. We sometimes
have
strangers
coming. Oh my God!
Here we go.
Here we go.
Who's this?
Donna Woods.
Donna Woods. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Baron?
Doing well. You need 92 volunteers, Donna. Do you have them?
I need 92. I think we probably need about 88 at this point.
Oh, so you got you and your kids and who else?
Trisha.
Trisha said she'd do it.
All these fine neighbors around here with David Woods signs on their front door.
Miss Woods.
Yes.
Charles Hollis, how are you?
I know. I'm calling to talk to you.
I know.
He's a radio superstar. You know her?
Oh, we know Hollis. Yes, we do.
Hmm.
We had kids born at the same, pretty much at the same time, a month or so.
She was and you were?
The what?
Yeah. You said she and you were born?
We had kids born around
the
same
time. Oh, you had kids. Yeah, I thought you were saying she was as old as you are, and I was going to say, uh-uh.
No.
Ain't no way.
No. Look at this beard, man.
You got her by 20 years.
At least.
Hollis, don't get those people confused up there.
You can't do something that's already done.
Oh, you saying I'm confused.
Yes, sir.
I'm not confused.
Oh, well, I do. Yeah, I did.
You need poll watchers, Donna. That needs to be a big, and they need to be, there at 6:30. You know, and all the different.
Does that fall under the does that fall under public service announcements?
Hey, Stephen Reed can call and recruit if he wants. He's not going to call here.
Yeah, ain't no telling how many he had there.
Yeah.
Well, oh God, this is a man.
Ain't no telling.
He's got an army.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't no telling.
Hey, Hollis.
Yes, ma'am.
Hollis, you want to be a poll watcher?
You don't? Do you work on Tuesdays?
I'm off on Tuesdays.
See?
Boom. I'm off on Tuesdays.
All you got to do is be there from 6:30 to about 9.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Then you can go back that evening.
I've done this several times.
Yeah, I know you know how to do it. I'm just telling the people who might be listening.
She knows I know how to do it. Hey, the other side know I know how to do it.
So they'll know when you show up.
Everybody does.
Now, can we send you into some precincts that Dave and I might not be able to be welcoming?
Well, nah. I'm welcome everywhere.
I'm welcome everywhere.
Okay.
I am one of them.
I'm not welcome.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Well, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said so.
Oh.
I am one of them.
Nobody listens to him anymore.
Hey.
And, oh.
Hey.
They don't.
See, you bring it all in. But, hey, we'll talk about that. I may or may not. It all depends.
I'm picking with you, Hollis.
No, that's
I'm
fine. It's fine. Because, see, this show here.
Hey, it's like Darren said, we need 92. So my tentacles will reach out far and wide.
You're about to find out how many people Donna knows. If she calls you, that means you're in you're the closest 800 people to her because the other 712 told her no.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing like politics to let you know how many people you really know.
Yeah.
Yes. And to know who your friends are.
Who your friends are.
Exactly. My point exactly.
Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great day.
Trump on, my sister. Trump on.
Charles Hollis, you've got friends everywhere.
I was born and raised here. Born and raised. I still reside here.
Yeah. You used to go to the Republican meetings and stuff.
I did.
Why don't you do that anymore? Because the party sucks?
I didn't want to use that term, but
basically. Well, that's why. Yeah. That's why I quit going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When I used to go every month.
See, when they let Bobby Bright run a Republican ticket.
Uh-huh.
See, like Shaka Zulu said, they all should have been impaled.
Who's this?
You know what I know that they need more of? Wait, just a second.
Hang on, Cole.
I know what they need more of at Republican Party events.
What?
And that's dudes quoting Shaka Zulu.
Yeah.
I promise you, they need more of that. That is awesome.
Who's this? Hello?
Bud.
Bud.
How you doing today?
You're doing well, Bud. You're on the air.
Yes, the gentleman that was just talking about Highway 9, do you know where the volunteer fire department there is in Santuck?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, about a half mile past it on the same side where the high voltage power line crosses Highway 9 is where that gentleman would always mow in his political messages there in his yard.
Why does everybody know this guy from Santuck who mows his grass funny?
Because he Trump's own.
Oh, that's why.
Well, I own 85 acres up there, and so I'm about to move out up there, but always going up there.
Do you ever go up to the Santuck Flea Market?
Nope.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Have you never been to the Santuck Flea Market? It's insane, Dave. You got to go. You know, it's an event.
Absolutely. You know I don't go to things.
True. Dave doesn't go to things. You just wander around.
During the Senate,
I know.
During the Senate race, this gentleman also cutting his grass, no mow, which was a very good take on Southern.
Ooh.
Yo, yes, absolutely. So, very enjoyable. But, go to the Santuck Flea Market. It was, about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, when ICE raided it? ICE. It was a bunch of knockoff impersonated merchandise. And they went in there and they took untold hundreds of thousands
at the flea market?
Yes. About 18 months, 2 months ago.
Wow, I had never heard that.
What they raided it?
All the fake logo merchandise, license paraphernalia was all knockoff. It was. Gentlemen, y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get... Let's just take Red Top. I need to take a break, but Red Top's always good for a brief call. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen, and you, Mr. Trump on. Good to talk to you.
Red Top, good morning, sir. Trump on.
You know, I've been a rolling tide and trumping on ever since you've been trumping on, so I'm glad to talk to somebody that is consistent as I am.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And you say you was born in Montgomery. Just wonder where you went to school.
St. Jude, of course.
Wow. I had a lot of friends at St. Jude. Of course, I'm Catholic. Barron's Catholic. The Clarks, who ran the printing department, were super good friends of mine.
The Clarks.
Dave Clark and all that, they went to St. B's, but they ran the printing facility out there.
Okay.
And, of course, I was, you know, my mother converted all of the ladies who took care of us as children to Catholic. And so there was six people she converted. She was from Europe, so she did a great job. St. Jude is a wonderful place. My disappointment with St. Jude is that the all the black communities and marchers and all that didn't keep the school open. I think it's a real tragedy when they closed, don't you?
It was in the wrong hands.
Yes.
But now
yes.
When they marched from Selma to Montgomery, I was there. That morning when they left to go to the Capitol.
Were you in school at that time?
Of course.
At St. Jude?
Yes. I was
Charles, how old are you?
66.
Wow. You and I are the same age. I'm about to be 66 in December, so I went to JD.
December what?
13th.
Ah, it's too bad, Red Top. You had 31 chances.
But Montgomery, Charles and I have seen a side of Montgomery in St. Jude's that most people never knew about.
St. Jude still has a great mission over there. It's greatly, greatly diminished and reduced from what it was, but they still serve a lot of special needs kids who otherwise would be just institutionalized or put out to pasture.
St. Jude's.
You don't know nothing about these guys. They were the hospital for the blacks of Montgomery.
I was born there, my friend.
Yes, sir, and it was wonderful. Was it the Sisters of Charity that were the nuns? They had the blue with the white. Slight habits, didn't
they? The hospital nuns and the school nuns were a different
denomination or whatever.
Order.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. How often does this have in Montgomery? We got four Catholics. People Catholic on the radio at the same time. Yeah. Now Dave disclaims it, but he can't rile out that chrism.
It's true.
We got a monopoly, guys.
It's all true.
That's because we are consistent and we're focused and we roll tide and we trump on. Charles, great to talk to you. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you.
Oh, my brother.
And if
trump
Jack
on.
Was here, it'd be five.
Yeah, some of us don't roll tide, but okay.
I don't roll tide.
We might roll coal.
But I'll trump on.
You know?
I'll trump. Roll coal?
Yeah, you know. You know what rolling coal is? Those guys that have the big things on their trucks. They drive up next to Priuses and they let the exhaust out, you know? Yeah.
Never heard of that. Blacking somebody out?
Yeah. Come on, Baron.
I had a friend with an old diesel Volvo that would do that. He could put it down. He could start in second gear instead of first gear at a stoplight, and it'd just be a cloud of black smoke behind him. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Caravita Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit CaravitaVillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today. An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gary writes, "My love is alive."
Been a minute?
Remember the song, Charles Hollis?
I farted off. Yeah.
1975.
I farted off.
I bet you did.
May have been women involved. No. He's at home, boys. We used to cut up.
Yeah? It's got a little soulful flair. Nice little song. ASC Credit Union is a nice little credit union. And it's not little at all, actually. It's got 9 locations in the River Region. They have a cooperative agreement with 5,000 different credit union locations around the country. So you can cash a check or make a deposit or whatever it is you need to do while on the road. Make a quick withdrawal. They got a great ATM reimbursement plan. They got online banking is incredible. You know how the ATM totally disrupted the banking industry?
Yes.
The mobile apps for these banks, a lot of people don't take advantage of them. Completely disrupt. You take a picture, you check, psh, done.
So did the phones do to the mail system.
Yeah.
Made by electronic.
The
mail system.
Totally changed.
You should be required to send your bill in by mail, but U.S. Postal Service. That should be the law.
I like paying it online. ASC Credit Union will help you do that. They got great fees. All of their benefits get poured back into the members.
The U?
The owners, because, not the owners, but the members, because they don't have greedy shareholders up in New York trying to make a bunch of money. They just, you know, if you're there and they have a nice profitable year, guess what? You get things like reduced rates, better benefits, lower fees, more locations, better opportunities. ASC Credit Union on the web, yourascu.com. Charles Hollis is here. He's going to turn that microphone towards his face a little bit because it's a cardioid microphone.
Cardioid.
Can't talk from the side of it.
Okay.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hollis is in the house.
Hello, Fred. Do I know you, Fred?
I don't think we've ever met, but I always enjoy it when you call in. I don't call in much, but I'm glad to see you on the air and guest hosting and enjoying having you there. And Mallory, I saw a great picture of you and
lies.
I guess your two kids at the ball game.
Lies. No, there aren't great pictures of me.
Well, I was really thinking about the kids.
Well, my
and
kids
just
are
trying
cute,
to be
right?
polite.
Thanks, Fred. I appreciate that.
Your kids are really cute.
They are. I know. We wonder about it.
Milkman was really cute.
No, it's not that. It's just that like
they're
definitely synergistic. They add up to more than the whole of the parts. You know, it's just kind of weird. My wife's beautiful. Well, I'm quite ugly, and the kids are really cute.
Well, Hollis.
Yes, sir.
Trump on,
my brother. Trump
all right,
on.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Fred. Great call.
Everybody loves Charles Hollis.
You're calling. No, they don't. No,
who
they
doesn't
don't.
Love Charles Hollis?
Well, callers should call in more and tell me how great I look. I mean, I like that.
No, you do have good looking kids.
My whole day got better.
Have you seen his kids?
They
look just like him.
They're pretty close to.
Shorter hair.
They look
smaller.
Like Michelle,
do they have
too.
Big heads, wide noses, thick lips?
Yes.
Do they
just like me.
Do their feet go east to west instead of north to south?
I don't know what that one means, but
I don't know what that one means. Are those your kids?
Look at Ivory.
East, west, not north, south. I thought we wanted them running north, south.
Now, you
east,
have
west.
An entire the entire grandkids and kids. Is that a son-in-law or a daughter-in-law?
That's a daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law?
A previous daughter-in-law.
Okay.
3rd Infantry Division out of Fort Stewart, Georgia.
They're all wearing University of Miami gear.
The Rock of the Marne? The 3rd ID?
3rd ID.
Yeah. Well, when my dad was with the 3rd ID, it was in it was in Würzburg, Germany.
Describe that fella to you and see if anybody on the Yeah, the fella, describe him to the listening audience and see if anyone would call in and tell you who you're describing.
I'm looking at a child of, let's call him 5.
Okay.
In this picture.
Okay.
Cute little kid, medium complexion, got bigger curls in his hair.
Okay.
He's got a part, a right part. And cute kid, though. Beautiful eyes. Holy mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
Big, deep chestnut eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Somebody will call and tell you who it is. Someone I know that's listening.
Someone that's listening?
Yeah.
That would know who that child is just based on the description?
They should.
Got beautiful eyes.
They should.
Didn't get those from you. All right. Well, if they want to, they can call on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228.
That's our youngest son. That's how my wife's folks look like. Henry County, Abbeville, the 18th child.
You married a girl from Abbeville, Alabama?
Well, she's from Dothan, but her mother and father are from Abbeville.
Your wife is the 18th child?
Yes, sir.
Good Lord.
How many you got? 6?
4.
4?
4. We lost 3.
You lost 3?
Wow. We lost 3. A lot of people don't know, but we lost 3.
So you had 7 total?
We would have had 7.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, that's life. That's a part of life, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
It's a part of life.
Still not.
Still does. It's not good.
It makes you stronger.
Still hurts.
It does. It does.
But it didn't kill you, so it had to make you stronger.
It made you stronger.
Had to make you stronger. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Got a couple minutes here left with Charles Hollis.
Who
lied to the staff downstairs.
I'm good at it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crafty.
Yeah. The God Emperor, the one you talk about.
The God Emperor.
You remember the woman, her name was Alva Johnson. She said that Trump forcibly kissed her while she was a Trump campaign staffer. She filed a lawsuit. The news picked up on it. They loved it. Aha, he sees even forcibly kissing staffers as late as 2016. Well, a cell phone video has surfaced.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah?
Of the encounter.
Mm-mm.
A judge reviewed it, dismissed the complaint, and said this is a political lawsuit. The cell phone video, he walks up and kisses her on the cheek like a lot of men greet women, particularly that work for them.
Radio stations.
No, I don't recommend doing it, but I'm just saying it's not unheard of. You know, like French people come by and kiss your cheek a little bit? That's what he did. A little kiss on the cheek. The video of the interaction immediately prompted dismissal. I would guess that's something like the sexual assault that Brett Kavanaugh was engaged in.
Old Bart Kavanaugh.
Or it didn't take place at all, and so the video footage would be of him, like, at home studying calculus or something.
Calculus.
You guys don't like calculus? You got a problem with calculus?
I can't even pronounce it.
Calculus.
Calculus.
Cal.
Cal.
Q.
Q.
Lus.
Lus. Vocabulary words. Friday at St. Jude.
There you
Ta-da.
Go.
You got to go to work, Charles.
From the heart of Dixie, people. I shouldn't say heart of Dixie, but that's where we are. In the
Why
heart
not?
Of Dixie.
Well, that's where we are. Why shouldn't you say it?
Even Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said this was the heart of Dixie.
It is the heart of Dixie.
It is.
Nothing wrong with it being the heart of Dixie. From deep in the heart of Dixie.
Deep in the heart of Dixie.
I don't like when people refer to us as the Deep South.
And we are?
We're not the Deep South.
Mobile? Dothan?
It's a dumb phrase. Heart of Dixie is a catchphrase. Deep South is dumb. Stop saying it.
Trump on, people. Trump on.
We'll be back.